Like I said, I don't understand totally, you know, his explanation and the whole video replay, and that's why you look at it to get it right. And, you know, I just, it's frustrating, but it's part of the game. And what I like about it is our team continued to really battle from that point on. We talk about that a lot, whether they count the goal or disallow the goal, that we have to continue on and get ready to go out and continue to play, and we did.
All right, so the Huskies are still down 1-0. They get a power play in the second period after that, and Kenny Babinski gets a shorthanded goal to give Ferris State a 2-goal lead.
Back to Patan, shoots it through, this time blocked, and Babinski will clear it away. Shorthanded opportunity, 2-on-1. McDonald's across the line. He's got Babinski in front. One shorthanded goal for Ferris State. They lead 2-0.
Well, Coach, what happened on that play?
Well, we had the puck at the point, and we're trying to make a play in front of the net. The way Ferris plays on their PK, they really let the guy in front of the net open, so you have to find a way to get it there and decoy it a little bit. And we're trying to thread it through, and they picked the pass off and obviously got a 2-on-1 off of it. Our player tried to hold the blue line and get the puck away from the offensive blue line. They got around him, so it's a 2-on-1. And I thought Shane Hanna did a great job playing the 2-on-1. He forced the one player to his backhand, and I thought Jamie went down when he pulled it to his backhand and thought he was going to shoot and got out of position a little bit. He should have read the situation a little bit better, and he feeds it across the crease, and they score on that. So trying to do too much offensively, and that's what happens sometimes when you're not scoring, when you're pressing, is you start to cheat a little bit, and I thought we did on that play. And obviously every goal against turns out to be a big goal, but you know, that's where we need that save or that play again, and we just can't get them. I mean, the breaks in the game just, it's almost, I don't want to say fate, but going against you. You're doing everything right for the most part, and as soon as you have one mistake, it's in the net against you.
Zernausen, then during that same power play, gets called for a penalty, so we go on a 5-on-3. I'm sure you might disagree with me on this one. I thought it was a bad call on Zernausen, but
oh, it was a real good call.
It was?
Well, he cross-checked some bad.
Okay, but they called tripping, though.
I think the call was the bad, but when you watch the tape, Reed's got him beat, and Reed's a big, strong kid.
He
doesn't go down.
Big. No.
I mean, in this kid, his last attempt, I mean, he really cross-checked him right in the hip area. And he's got a bad stick, that kid. He's the kid who pitchforked Tanner. So, it's an easy call, a good call.
So we go five on three power play, and Patan puts it in.
Shot, this one went off a panel and wide of the net. Patan, big windup. Now Hanna again back up top. 5-on-3 advantage for the Huskies for another 14 seconds. They need to get something here. Here's Patan, back up top, Fern. Huskies are not making good passes right now. Here's a shot, score!
Well, great goal by Alex Patan. He is 11 now on the season, I believe, and that was his 11th. Getting the assist on it was Shane Hanna and Ryan Fern. It looked like right before that, we were working the puck around nice, but everybody was making it tough to get the pass, and then finally a great pass and a great shot.
Yeah, you jinxed them there, obviously. We said, I'm making bad passes. But, no, we had moved the puck around pretty good. There's some good, decent movement on the power play. The puck just didn't seem to lay flat for us. We weren't passing puck that well, and obviously that one did. And Alex puts at top shelf. I mean, that was a great shot.
It was.
And he's a guy we have to get the puck to more on the power play, and that's something we have to continue on to get better at, because that can really help you in these games where things are so tight. But big goal puts us right back in the game.
21-8, we outshoot them in that second period. I mean, that's just hard to fathom. 21-8 in their packed building.
Well, you go through their stats, Dirk, and see how many times they've given up 21 shots in a game this year. I mean, they're pride their team on defense and not giving up much. And, we took it to them. We took it to them. I think, first period we had 14 shots, 21 in the second, and obviously, we had like 11 in the third. I mean, we did a good job. And those aren't just shots from center ice or just at the blue line or that. There are a lot of grade A scoring chances. Mike Neville had a great chance. David Johnson had the chance on that faceoff play, and we got the rebound. Blake Pietl had a real good chance. I mean, you go down the list of number of real good opportunities. We just need some bounces. We need a bounce like they do. It's going to come to one of our sticks and open the net. I don't know if you remember Malkin Gould, wide open at the side of the net, and we just can't put it in. So, you know, everybody's asking you, like me, you know, how come we can't score? I mean, like I said, it's one of those things. It's really hard to teach. You know, mm-hmm. you're right there. You know, it's pretty hard to have to teach a guy to put the puck in the open net. But a lot of it's being ready, anticipation, and then shooting to score also.
So Alex Patan gets the goal. That ends the scoring in the second period. The Huskies down by 1-2-1 going into the third period. And not till the 16:31 mark does either team score. It was Justin Buzzio. This was a tough one for the Huskies. Chad McDonald and Scott Zernalzen get the assist. And here it was to give what ended up being the game-winning goal to Ferris State.
And in on the forecheck is Tanner Caro. Zernalzen up to center ice. Buzzio will dump it in. Tanner Caro tied up there. Hurt a little bit now. Loose puck in front of the net.
So that goal, which I saw very little of, because as you can see, I was already looking back and wondering why Tanner Caro is not getting up quickly, because he got speared. I saw the replay.
Well, he got speared bad. I mean, Tanner was doing a good job putting some back pressure, back checking on the player, mm-hmm. their player, and he actually stripped the puck from him, and their player just turns around and just pitchforks him in the lower extremities, mm-hmm. and, you know, it was bad. Yeah, I mean, that's you have to get that out of hockey. I mean, you can really seriously injure someone, you know, like that. And I was, you know, really upset, as you could tell, about that. And unfortunately, you know, we still have to continue the play whether the call is made or not. And what happened is we had a defenseman stand in front who doesn't pick up a guy's stick. You know, they just throw it out behind the net. It's right there near Jamie. He can't find it or block it or cover it, and their guy somehow knocks it in between his legs when Jamie's down. But between Jamie and our defenseman, they have to make sure that they get that puck. But that's a call I called the supervisor about, and, you know, he said, well, yeah, it should have been a penalty, and then the play, you know, stops and ends. But having said that, you have to continue to play, because there's going to be missed calls all the time. I just don't like that play, just for the safety purposes, more or less. And, you know, I sent it into the league office. It's not a good play. I mean, pro hockey, that guy would have been in big trouble after that. You know, someone's going to go right after him and make sure that, you know, even if the referees handle it. And that's what we got to get that out of the college game. That there's no place for that.
So that makes it 3-1. The Huskies then have to press. They pull the netminder, Phillips. They get the extra attacker out there, and they pull within one.
Cuspietola coming down for the Huskies. Pit stop of the play by Binkley. Back for Patan. Slid over for Hanna. Huskies need to work quickly. Got to get it to the front of the net. Shoot!
Well, Coach, you're going to have to tell me how that went in, because it was a very sharp angle there for David Johnstone.
Well, sharp angle, but I think we caught Mott a little bit leaning. This is just my own thoughts. Mm-hmm. I thought, you know, CJ thought their goaltender was going to throw it, you know. He thought we were going to throw it, I think, backdoor, make the pass, not throw it at the net. And I think he got caught cheating a little bit, moving across and went in short side. But that's why you throw the pucks in the net. I told our team, I was watching the game the previous night, Minnesota-San Jose, and a goal that scored on Jimmy Howard. A guy just came down the wall and basically takes a simple wrist shot, like bad angle, and it goes in. It happens at the NHL level, too. So it's no really bad shot. And we funneled that one to the net. And big goal. Now we got a chance. We're still right in there, and I thought we did a good job of you know, getting the puck back in their zone. Had a couple chances, but couldn't quite come all the way back.
And we don't get the equalizer. 3-2 the final, and 46-20 are the final shots in favor of Michigan Tech. We go 1-for-4 on the power play. We hold Ferris State 0-for-2. We did well on our penalty kill, I thought.
We did well, especially I thought on Saturday night. Friday night they had a couple chances, but Saturday night I don't even know if they had one really good chance on their power play. I thought we did a great job defensively all weekend, but especially Saturday. You know, you limit a team to 20 shots on goal and not many grade 8 chances. You allow a team only 31 attempted shots. You're doing a good job. I mean, and just by the shot chart and everything else, you know, we had possession. We had good puck possession, played in their zone a lot. Our defensemen, offensive defensemen, got the puck a lot in their zone, and that's where we have to try and create more offense, because of the way they play their systems. They collapse five guys very low, so you have to move the puck high to low, and then obviously try to get the puck through, and we have to do a better job with that. Our defensemen are going to have to, you know, carry the weight for us a little bit offensively, and that's where we need some of those bounces or breaks or puck luck that we just don't seem to be getting right now for whatever reason. We're doing everything we need to do, but You know, like I said, it bounces to the right or it slides by the crease. So there's a lot of that.